In fact, he was sure that if he were somehow miraculously changed back into the Thomas with clear skin and green eyes, she would think that his skin stank. The sudden attraction caught him wholly off guard. The forest people followed the way of the great romance, vowing not to forget the love Elion had lavished upon them in the colored forest. The scabs did not. Until this moment he'd never considered what a man's attraction to a female scab felt like. The woman reached a hand to his cheek and touched it. "I am Shalice." He was immobilized with indecision. "Would you like to come with me, Roland?" He'd given her the fictitious name, knowing that his own was well known. "I would, yes, but I first must complete my mission, and for that I need a horse." "Is that so? And what is your mission?" she smiled seductively. "Are you a fierce warrior off to assassinate the murderer of men?" "As a matter of fact, I am an assassin." He thought it might earn him respect. But she acted as if meeting assassins in the desert was a common thing. "Who is this murderer of men?" Her eyes darkened, and he knew that he'd asked the wrong question. "If you're an assassin, you would know, wouldn't you? There's only one man any assassin has taken an oath to kill." "Yes, of course. But do you really know the business of an assassin?" he said, mentally scrambling for a way out. "If you are so eager to bear my children, perhaps you should know with whom you would make your home. So tell me, whom have we assassins sworn to kill?" He could tell immediately that she liked his answer. "Thomas of Hunter," she said. "He is the murderer of men and women and children, and he is the one that my father, the great Kurong, has commanded his assassins to kill." The daughter of Kurong. He was speaking to desert royalty. He dipped his head in a show of submission. She laughed. "Don't be silly. As you can see, I don't wear my position on my sleeve." The way her eyes had darkened when she spoke his name alarmed Thomas. He knew he was as despicable in the eyes of the desert dwellers as they were to him. But to discuss such a thing around the campfire after routing the enemy was one thing. To hear it coming from the lips of such a stunning enemy was quite another. "Come with me, Roland," Shalice said. "I'll give you more to do than run around making hopeless assassination attempts. Everyone knows that Hunter is far too swift with his sword to yield to this senseless strategy of my father's. Martin, our bright new general, will have a place for you." It was the first time he had heard the new general's name. "I beg to differ, but I am the one assassin who can find the murderer of men and kill him at will."
"Is that so? You're that intelligent, are you? And are you bright enough?"